Hi, welcome to the Japan Travel Podcast. Japan Travel Podcast, hey, yokoso! And welcome to spring on this Japanese national public holiday. I'm your host, Sébastien Duval, in Tokyo on 21st March 2022. And this episode 1 is dedicated to the travel word sakura, meaning cherry blossoms. We'll talk about types and timing, events, food, some vegan or Muslim friendly, cruises, Tokyo, by wheelchair too, the countryside, Yoshino most famous area, sakura from hot springs, and climate change. Sakura is the unofficial national flower of Japan along with the chrysanthemum. And its kanji character is a combination of the character meaning tree, the character meaning woman, and the Japanese letter tsu. The cherry blossoms peak is expected in Tokyo next week. And Japanese speakers can get daily updates for all Japan on the website tenki.jp. Last week, Tokyo was sunny, cloudy and rainy, a real mess, slowing down the blossoms. The situation is different in West Japan, however, as Miyazaki City beat a record with 28.1 degrees Celsius, 82 Fahrenheit. One quick announcement before we start. This week, travel agents and consultants can attend the first Japan Tourism Showcase in Osaka from Friday, 25, 26, 27. And maybe I'll be there. For details, see the website japan-ts.jp. More interesting for tourists are events that take place every year during the cherry blossom season. For example, light-ups, spring festivals, geisha dances, and some events you might not even imagine. For example, sumo competition outdoor that you can watch for free in Tokyo at Yasukuni Shrine in April. Good news this year, many events are restarting. For example, geisha dances. Miyako Odori will take place from the 1st to the 24th of April after being stopped 2 years, and Kamogawa Odori will take place in May after being online 2 years. Geisha and Young Maiko in Kyoto are now getting ready. On a more day-to-day basis, traditional wagashi shops sell confections shaped like cherry blossoms, typically sweets made using rice and azuki beans, best eaten with matcha green tea. Also, many supermarkets sell sakura mochi, a salty leaf of cherry tree wrapped around a rice cake also filled with azuki beans. These are typically vegan and Muslim friendly, but are fresh, so should be eaten within 24 hours to avoid losing their nice texture. They do not make good gifts to bring back to your country unless you live in Hong Kong, Taiwan or another nearby country. A more convenient souvenir would be a bottle of rice wine with cherry petals floating in it. You can also find non-alcoholic versions, amazake, made with petals. If you want something lighter and that doesn't break during your trip, you can also find tea leaves with cherry blossoms. Some tempura restaurants include deep-fried sakura leaves in their sets. This is pretty fun, but honestly, not the tastiest. Japan is said to be one of the most beautiful countries for its cleanliness, geisha in kimono, and sakura cherry blossoms. You probably admired photos of cherry blossoms with Chureito Pagoda and Mount Fuji in the background, or maybe a canal with cherry blossoms on the sides, the Philosopher's Path in Kyoto, or maybe a star-shaped fort, Goryeokaku in Hokkaido, or maybe Japan's Machu Picchu, Takeda Castle in Hyogo that seems to float above the clouds, looking even more exceptional with cherry blossoms. Data from Japan National Tourism Organization shows a peak of long-distance holidaymakers in Japan in March and April, the cherry blossom season. Of course, Japanese and foreign residents also move around the country at that time, so famous spots get extremely crowded. Travel agents know they should do a reservation almost a year in advance to get good hotel rooms during that period. This being said, low-season travelers can also enjoy cherry blossoms. First of all, cherry trees start to bloom in January in the warm southwest archipelago of Okinawa. This year, cherry blossoms were beautiful on Mount Yae on January 27th. Secondly, cherry trees bloom in late April or May in the cool northeast island of Hokkaido. Don't be fooled by the word island. Hokkaido is huge, covering 22% of land in Japan. Also, you can enjoy diverse experiences such as cherry blossoms side by side with orange, red and yellow leaves in December at places such as Sakurayama Park in Fujioka City, Gunma Prefecture. I went there, I saw them and I was amazed. These diverse timings are because we have so many types of cherry blossoms in Japan, over 100 according to the Japan National Tourism Organization. And also because blooming depends on the temperature, south first and north last, and altitude, sea level first and mountain tops last. One of my favorite types is the Shidaezakura. These cherry blossoms are on trees that have very long branches drooping down, and they look particularly beautiful near ponds. To see photos and learn more about each type, you can for example check the article Cherry Blossom Guide Flower Types on the website of japantravel.com. Now, let me hand over the mic to a few guests who have lots of local knowledge, starting with Luca De Pasquale, who worked for a cruise company and is now a travel agent and guide for live online tours for Japan Travel KK. Luca, I think you have a very unique perspective on cherry blossoms in Japan. Please, let us know.
Japan is a great country for cruising. The cruise industry has been increasing in the years until 2020. Japan is an island country. It's made of four main islands and many other smaller islands. The country have several ports able to host cruise ships, and this made the whole area ideal for itineraries that go either south, north, or even across the whole country. I worked on cruise ships for around 5 years, and most of these years in Japan. And one of the most exciting time of the year to be on a cruise is during the cherry blossom period. The cruises normally take advantage of the so-called cherry blossom wave. This wave of blooming of the cherry blossoms that start in the south, where it's warmer, and moves up slowly in around 8 weeks time, from the earliest, which would be normally in March, to the latest, that is around May. There are dedicated tours, there are events, and this is really something that helps the local economies of these small towns. For instance, we have places like Tsuruga, Akita, Aomori, Okinawa in the south. These all have great focus on local events for cruise ship passengers, and during the cherry blossom season, there are dedicated special events, festival, and also at the pier, they organize some small shows which focus on cherry blossom. So it's really a great time, and it's really something that has potential for the revitalization of these ports. And I really hope that the cruises will be able to come back as soon as possible and show as many passengers as possible the beauty of Japan during the cherry blossom period, and also the opportunity of promoting the less known Japan, the countryside of Japan, with such a multicultural crowd that comes from everywhere across the globe.
Thanks, Luca, for this rare perspective about cherry blossoms. Most travelers move on land without the luxury of a month or more, so they may worry about where cherry blossoms will bloom during their trip. My advice is to plan a trip, including the statistical peak at some point, with destinations north and south, in mountains and at sea level. That way, they'll certainly see cherry blossoms somewhere someday. For a long trip like this all around Japan, I recommend using a Japan Rail Pass, which lets you use Shinkansen high-speed trains at low cost. Most travelers arrive in Tokyo after landing at Haneda or Narita Airport, respectively 87 million passengers and 44 million in 2019, before the pandemic. That's 238,000 passengers per day for Haneda and 121,000 per day for Narita. So, let's talk about cherry blossom spots in Tokyo. First, Chidorigafuchi, an area north of the Imperial Palace with a moat, evening light-ups, and small boats you can rent for a date. Second, Nakameguro, west of Tokyo, with a canal and hundreds of cherry trees, very famous because it's so beautiful when the petals float on the canal. For wheelchair users, it's a bit better than Chidorigafuchi because the streets are wider. Third, Shinjuku Gyoen. This park has a small entrance fee, so it's usually less crowded, and it has so many species of sakura that you can go different weeks and you have a good chance to see blooming somewhere. Big efforts have been done for wheelchair users in Shinjuku Gyoen, you have maps with information about the slopes, with information about the path with gravel, with the location of accessible restrooms. Fourth, Ueno Park. This one is super crowded. The most beautiful spot is probably the pond, and the holy sites around are mostly accessible by wheelchair, according to wheelchair user Steve Gereki. Fifth, Yasukuni Shrine, near Chidorigafuchi. Fairly easy to move around, with beautiful light-ups, food stalls, and a bit less crowd than in Ueno Park. Thanks Steve for your Ueno travel tip, and Josh Grisdale for your tips about other spots. For wheelchair users, I recommend reading Cherry Blossom Viewing in a Wheelchair on Josh's website, Accessible Japan. Using Tokyo as a base, travelers may do day trips, and nearby Kanagawa Prefecture is an obvious choice with the former samurai capital Kamakura and the modern port of Yokohama, for example. I'm with Jessica Paré, who lived in Kanagawa. Jessica, what do you recommend?
In Miura City, there are approximately 1,000 Kawazu Zakura, and what I love about these blossoms is that they bloom a little earlier than the ever-so-popular Yoshino cherry trees. They can be immediately seen once you exit the train station. And from there, the paved path to Komatsu Gaiki Pan is about 1 kilometer away, and it's totally lined with blossoms. Have your video cameras ready because the highlight of this location is the juxtaposition of the bright pink beautiful blooms and the colorful trains. From the Keikyu Limited Express line bound for Misakiguchi, exit Miura Kaigan Station. Once there, you should be able to find a grassy spot along the bank to enjoy yakisoba and mochi. I'd like to refer to this next location as the Bay in the Blossoms, Verney Park in Yokosuka. Verney Park is situated along Tokyo Bay, and there are several cherry blossom trees to enjoy hanami. Although the number of trees is on a much smaller scale compared to Komatsu Gaki Pan, there is so much to see in this area. The park itself is named after French technologist François Léonce Verney and includes a Verney Commemorative Museum located next to JR Yokosuka train station. It houses a huge steam hammer, which was made in Holland and imported from France. In the month of March, just before you reach the wooden boardwalk along the waterfront, you should find a handful of large cherry blossom trees with small grassy areas. Between the abundance of convenience stores, the large indoor shopping center nearby, and open-air cafes, you'll be sure to find items to pack for your picnic underneath the cherry blossom trees. Be sure to return in May, which is when the beautiful rose garden is in full bloom.
Ah, yes, I visited this area during a pilot tour. The area is really nice and interesting, and 20 minutes away on foot, you can visit the battleship Mikasa. Also, you can go on a cruise, and when I did it, I saw a submarine. Jessica, what's your third spot?
My third favorite place to enjoy hanami is Forest Park in Yokohama. There are about 350 cherry blossom trees, and the highlights of this park are its vast lawn and sloping terrain. This is the perfect part for children to fly kites, for dogs to chase the ball, and then there are these wonderful little walking paths for those who wish to exercise while viewing the Yoshino cherry trees. Since the park was created on the site of the Nagishi Racecourse, you'll find some horse-themed exhibitions at the nearby Equine Museum, and then to get there, you just take the JR line and exit Nagishi. It's about a 15-minute walk, but you can always take the bus.
I don't think I've been to Nagishi Forest Park. Maybe I will go in a few days. Anything else you'd like to highlight about Kanagawa Prefecture?
There is one must-see location during cherry blossom season, the Kamakura Daibutsu. There is one perfectly positioned tree to the right of the Daibutsu, so if you're standing just before the bronze statue, you can frame the cherry blossoms against the Buddha for a magical photo. It's so beautiful. From Hasei Station, it's approximately a 7-minute walk, but if you're up for a longer adventure, I would suggest you take the JR line to Kita Kamakura Station and hike the Kamakura Daibutsu hiking trail. It's about an hour long to Hasei, which takes you through a series of shrines and caves and staircases heading down towards the Great Buddha. So be sure to stop at Zenarai Benten, or the Money Washing Shrine, famous for its cave spring where visitors can wash their money in baskets so it will grow in the future.
Thanks for the local tips, Jessica. Listeners, if you ever go to the Daibutsu, make sure to go to the nearby Hasedera. This is my favorite Buddhist temple in Japan. And to avoid any confusion, it's not Daibatsu, but Daibutsu, D-A-I-B-U-T-S-U, which means Big Buddha. Also, the first spot that Jessica talked about is Komatsugaike, which means the pond of small pine trees. Let's go beyond Tokyo area. If time allows, you may go to the countryside to enjoy Japan's best spot for cherry blossoms. And Alena Heckelman, Japan travel partner for Nara Prefecture, is with me today to introduce it. Alena?
I will introduce one of my favorite places on the Kii Peninsula, where I live. It's a favorite place throughout all seasons, particularly in spring. This place is called Yoshinoyama. It is a village and a mountain under that name in the middle of Nara Prefecture. Yoshinoyama is close to my heart as I'm living there part-time in a 150 years old house overlooking the mountains. Staying in an old house that has not been reformed yet has many challenges. The wonderful view of the beautiful Sakura makes up for it and spurns my desire to save this old house. I reach Yoshinoyama by car, driving along National Roads 168 or 169 for 3 hours from my usual home in Kumano. You can reach Yoshinoyama by Kindetsu train from Kyoto, Osaka or Nara City. It is the last stop on the Yoshino bound line. You won't miss it. The forests around this mountain village, otherwise known for being a center of the Shugendo mountain ascetic monks, will be covered in shades of pink from the blossoming cherry trees once the season is there. Imagine there are about 30,000 cherry trees blooming on the mountain slopes all around Yoshino. From late March, cherry blossoms will be in bloom and they last until the middle or even the end of April, depending on the weather. The reason for this long Sakura season in Yoshinoyama is that there are different varieties of cherry trees, and also the elevation plays a role. Yoshinoyama is a village on a mountain ridge stretching out for several kilometers and covering a change in altitude of 500 meters. The tradition of planting cherry trees in this area actually dates back 1,300 years. It all started with the founder of Shugendo, a man called Enno Gyoja. He was a monk, diviner and healer who lived in the 7th century in this local area. Famous figures in Japanese history are linked to Yoshinoyama, including the 12th century samurai Minamoto Yoshitsune, the 14th century emperor Go Daigo, and the 16th century warlord Toyotomi Hideyoshi, who even staged large hanami cherry blossom viewing parties in Yoshinoyama. Many locations around this mountain village remind you of events that involve these historical people. Have a walk and explore Yoshinoyama sites. Enjoy a picnic under the cherry trees, like Hideyoshi must have done. Check out some of the cafes and restaurants that serve local delicacies, such as sweets made of kuzu powder and kakinoha sushi, a sushi wrapped in persimmon leaves. Mind you, during Sakura season, you will not be alone on Yoshinoyama. This otherwise very quiet and tranquil place will be bustling with people and activities. Why don't you start your journey to Yoshino in style? I suggest to take the Blue Symphony, a special sightseeing train that connects Osaka's Abenobashi station with the Cherry Blossom Mountain in Nara. Enjoy the journey and the blossoms.
Thanks, Elena. I understand why you love this place. I remember I went a few years ago during the cherry blossom season and visited the temple Kimpusenji to see the three big blue statues of Zao Gongen, protector of Yoshino. That was really exceptional, but it was really, really crowded. One way to avoid the crowds is to visit the less traveled Tohoku region, north of Tokyo. I have a great memory of Sagae City in Yamagata Prefecture. Walking from the city hall, I saw Sakura in full bloom along a canal with snowy mountains on the horizon, all under a big blue sky. Breathtaking. But let's ask a local for recommendation. Malcolm Lassens lives in Iwate Prefecture, northeast. Malcolm, what do you recommend?
Springtime in Japan is the start of a new school year, but most important culturally is watching the cherry blossom. The cherry trees bloom later in Tohoku, from mid-April in Fukushima and Yamagata to mid-May in Akita, Iwate, and Aomori. Some of the best spots to view them are Aizu Wakamatsu in Fukushima, Sendai Castle Site in Miyagi, Kajo Castle Site in Yamagata City, Iwate Castle Site in Morioka, Kakunodate in Akita, and Hirosaki Castle in Aomori.
Thanks, Malcolm. Of course, travelers may land directly in Hokkaido, Japan's northernmost region. Storyteller Bronson Lam has great memories to share about a trip 5 years ago flying from Australia. Bronson, we are listening.
I arrived in Hokkaido late at night, having flown across the Pacific Ocean like a red-billed sandpiper migrating north.
From the old rickety train that had only ploughed its way through the snow a few months ago, I stared blankly into the countryside, the night framed by the silhouettes of the forests. The silence was broken by the shrill sound of the train horn. What could be on the tracks? Was it a brown bear waking up from its hibernation? My mind wandered as its sound entered the depth of my stomach. May marks Hokkaido's transformation from the long, dark days of winter to the glimpses of spring. It may be the last place touched by the wave of cherry blossoms, but the people here look forward to celebrating it even more than those in Nara or Tokyo. Cherry blossoms are symbols of new life, a sign from nature that winter is finally over. It is a sakura that keeps people going through the long, dark winters. And with the sunrise being at 7 a.m. and sunset at 4 a.m. in December, you might never see sunlight if you're inside an office all day. On average, Sapporo receives 191 inches of snow a year, nearly 5 meters of snow that the locals need to shovel out of the doorways. A long time ago, the aristocrats in Nara celebrated spring by admiring plum blossoms, which blooms earlier than the cherry blossoms. Today, in Hokkaido, you can taste, see, and feel coming of spring from the Plum Wine Festival in April, followed by a picnic under the cherry blossoms in May. Of course, springtime in Hokkaido is more than just flowers. With a 4-day trip from the rivers to the mountains, you can experience everything that it has to offer. On no other island in Japan can you see salmon and chipmunks face to face, making it a more nature-orientated holiday than Kyoto or Tokyo. Even the food is different here. While the folks in Honshu look forward to bamboo shoots in springtime, in Hokkaido, May is the best time to enjoy vegetables like the asparagus.
How was day one with the baby salmon?
Spring marks a new beginning, and in Hokkaido, there is no better way to remember this than a visit to a nursery for baby salmon. At Salmon Hometown Aquarium, the whole family can learn about the brave journey of the baby salmon making its way from Chitose to Vancouver Island. As part of the breeding program, I'm given a 3-inch baby salmon in a glass container, and by releasing it on the Chitose River, I have a personal connection with its journey around the Pacific.
How was day two?
Taking a train from the aquarium from Chitose on the Pacific Ocean to Otaru on the Sea of Japan, I take in the sweet delights of the Japanese plum wine at the Umeshu Festival.
And I think on day three you saw lots of colors, pink, purple.
Sapporo is a city of outdoor activities, and whether you are at Sapporo's Shinkawa River or at Odori Park viewing the Lilac Festival, you can enjoy spring in all its colors at the beginning of May. As it coincides with Golden Week, an option is to stay outside a city, such as the Emisia Hotel or the Kita Hiroshima Class Hotel, and end your stay with a spa or hot spring experience.
And for your last day, did you see the sea of clouds? Do you have any travel tip?
No trip in May is complete without viewing the Unkai or the Sea of Clouds. Get up at 4 a.m. to make the ascent to the mountain. but it's definitely worth getting up early for this majestic sight. The gondola takes you up starting from middle of May, giving you an opportunity to end your trip with the Unkai in the heights of central Hokkaido.
Thanks, Bonson. To clarify the beginning, a red-billed sandpiper is a bird with a long body, long legs, and red beak. Also, you can find articles by Bonson about Emisia Hotel and Kita Hiroshima Class Hotel on the portal of japantravel.com. Bonson recommended hot springs, and you know what? It can be paired with cherry blossoms. I myself enjoyed an outdoor hot spring surrounded by cherry trees in full bloom near my home. That was Fujino Yamanami Onsen in Sagamihara City, Kanagawa Prefecture. And I could fully enjoy even at night because the sakura were lit up. Here are a few suggestions for prefectures we have not talked about yet today, provided by Brian Bayer. Bosenkan in Gifu, Goriyaku no Yu in Chiba, Kintaro Onsen in Toyama, Shinshu Nakaoyama Onsen Shosenkaku in Nagano, Takenokura Sanso in Kumano. Finally, I've had a few discussions about the impact of climate change and would just add that on the short term, you can plan based on typical periods for cherry blossoms. This being said, CNN Travel published an interesting article on 6 April 2021 entitled "Japan just recorded its earliest cherry blossom bloom in 1,200 years. Scientists warn it's a symptom of the larger climate crisis." I encourage you to read it and think about the future, especially if you're a tourism student or consultant. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe now to be notified about future episodes, and please leave reviews on your favorite platform. Episode 2 will be Community Voices about Spring. We have received many questions, but you can send more at podcast@japantravel.com. In the meantime, check our Instagram account where you will certainly see lots of cherry blossoms. Thank you for listening, thanks for helping, and sweet dreams of Japan!